It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, police!
When Ham the Astro Shrimp said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
And welcome to Speak Out from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. That kind of goes with what we're going to be talking about today. You have a room with no sink, right, Tim?
Yep, that's right.
I'm just saying. City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Brought to you, of course, by City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. This is Speak Out for Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. I'm just, every time I read a date during the last week of October, I'm thinking, man, where did this year go? Tim Van Vranken.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You've met me before.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, I'm posing that as a question and introducing my guest at the same time. He's from the Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo.
Yep.
Back for the second year in a row.
Yep.
And, you know, since we're talking about home and garden and that sort of, this is kind of garden related here. The community is going to bid farewell to our Christmas tree at Wheeler Park. Did you know that the community Christmas tree is there?
No, I didn't.
Kind of, it's reached the end of its lifespan, and it's really brown. Looks like the sun caused it that, but no, it's just trees have a lifespan, from what I understand, and it's an evergreen. And Lake Havasu City invites the community to a heartfelt farewell tree ceremony honoring the historic Christmas tree at Wheeler Park. The event takes place on Wednesday, November 5th. So it's a week from today.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be at 10 a.m. Oh, I can go. Nice. Right before Speak Out at Wheeler Park. Actually, next week will be at noon, so even better. The show will be at noon. And it's located at 1801, of course, McCulloch Boulevard North. So I'll get to the time change thing in a minute. Following the farewell tree ceremony, Lake Havasu City will continue the tradition with the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony hosted by Radio Central on Sunday, November 30th at Wheeler Park at 6 p.m. Santa will be there too. He always comes. Santa shows up on a fire truck. So somehow Santa ditches the reindeer or comes down with the reindeer and then stages the sleigh somewhere and they pick him up in the fire truck and bring him down to Wheeler Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's actually pretty cool. And that's pretty much it. So we'll see you there on Sunday the 30th and, of course, next Wednesday as well when they're saying farewell to the tree. I don't know how to say farewell to a tree. So,
yeah.
But it's got to be planted during a certain season here in Lake Havasu City or in the Mojave Desert because it's kind of upside down. You don't plant here in the spring. Did you know this?
Oh, I figured so. Probably wait till the fall, I suppose.
It's because if you do it in the spring, the roots are young, and they'll burn when the summer months come. So if you do it in the fall, it gives the roots a chance to root, if you will, and then by the time the summer comes, they don't have the chance to burn like they would if they were fresh roots.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Perfect. Yeah, I would think in your business, the home and garden show business, you would be pretty familiar with gardening stuff too, right?
A little bit familiar. I kind of leave it up to the experts.
So. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you're more or less the promoter, right?
Yep, I'm the promoter.
Tell everyone when the Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo is.
It's coming up November 14th and 15th. It's at the Lake Havasu Aquatic Center, and it'll be 9 to 5 each day, Friday and Saturday.
How many vendors do you expect?
This year we have about 70 vendors that we have.
70?
Yep.
Is inside and out?
Yep, inside and outside.
So I believe Neat Pool and Supply was there last year.
Yep.
Wayne called in. Wayne, if you're out there, give us a call and kind of give us a report on this particular show, because I know he said he was outside last year.
Yep, and he's going to be there this year outside again, too.
And that is November 14th and 15th.
Yep.
How much does it cost to get in?
It's free. To come on in, and also it's free parking. We're not charging for parking or anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many people do you expect to get down there? How many did you have last year?
You know, I think we had probably about 5,000 people that went through
per day or both days?
Probably Saturday was really busy, so I think we had about 5,000 on Saturday, and then you know, Friday was a little slower, but Saturday was really busy.
Expos typically bring out people that they want the bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they want the free stuff.
Yep, that's right.
I know I did a few expos with the utility that I used to work for, and they always wanted candy.
Yep.
That brought them to the table. Always brought them to the table. And the little whatever demonstration you had going on. Who are some of the businesses that are coming this year?
Neat Pools is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Havasu Solar, Parker Pest Control, Quality Heating and Air, Renewal by Anderson, Riverfront Screen Doors will be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's going to be quite a few different vendors there this year.
I want to remind people at the bottom of the hour, if you don't follow our Facebook, you probably should. The KNTR Talk Facebook page. Congressman Paul Gosar will be calling in. If you want to text a question for Congressman Gosar, it's 928-727-5566. He's going to call in on our main line. So it's 727-5566 if you want to text in a question for Congressman Gosar. And I have a couple for him myself that are actually very timely. And one has to do with the time change because the legislation was introduced in the Senate yesterday. So that made the national news. Anyway, you live in Lake Havasu City, you said, for what, the last?
Yeah, I've been here since 2010.
So 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been, this show is what, in its fourth year?
Yep, this is its fourth year.
How did you come about producing this show?
As a vendor, I've done shows for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so I just, a few years ago decided to do it. A couple vendors asked me to do it. So just started doing it, about 4 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Are you still looking for vendors?
Nope. It's sold out. We sell out pretty quick. It was sold out, I think, a couple months after we started looking for vendors.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is a good problem to have.
When do you start organizing this event?
This year I started in May. Yeah, so
that's not too bad.
It's a process, you know.
Yeah? So take me through that.
Well, what I'll usually do is, to reserve it, I reserve it a year ahead, but then I'll start calling vendors around May and book up the vendors. And then the advertising I'll do probably start doing that around June and July, getting all the advertising. It's a big process.
What kind of feedback do you get from your vendors after the show?
It's every vendor. They've told me that they've had really good luck at the show.
And their goal is to increase sales, obviously, or at least like clicks on a website, right? Or
yep.
Or eyes on a website, get people to see their product.
It is, and I think it really helps all the vendors out for people to come down and see what they got, and then at least it'll give them business either right at the show or after the show later on down the road.
So this isn't, obviously, you don't do this by yourself.
No.
How many people does it take to put this on?
There's actually quite a few people because not only is it me and my wife, but we have a crew that sets up the pipe and drape. They come out of Bullhead. And then, of course, the advertising, I have quite a few people that take care of the advertising. So
Okay. Quite
a few people.
Right. Are there any specials or deals like related to, say, the white sheet? For example, they're a media partner of ours.
Mm-hmm.
If you find something in the white sheet, you get something special at the Home Expo. Or are there any deals like that in any of the local, circulars?
Well, this year what we're doing is we're actually giving away a three-day cruise.
Really?
To people that they have a chance just for coming down to the home show. They have a chance to sign up to possibly win a three-day Mexican cruise, and you'll find that in the white sheet. Where you can sign up and bring it to the home show.
Oh, very good. Tim, you buried the lead. That's what we call that in the news business. You could have led with that. That's great. So where's the cruise again?
It's Mexico.
Okay. The 4-day?
It's a 3-day.
Oh, the 3-day. Okay.
Yep, 3-day cruise.
Perfect. All right. And again, that is November 14th and 15th. What are the hours at the Aquatic Center?
It's 9 till 5 each day, Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour, and we'll come back and we'll tell you about the sponsors for the show.
Okay.
Right? We haven't done that yet.
Yep, that's mm-hmm. fun.
And you asked me before, can I mention the sponsors? I'm like, by all means.
Okay.
Right? All right, back with more in a moment. A little, do you know who Oingo Boingo is?
No,
I don't. You
don't
remember Oingo Boingo?
No.
That's from the 80s, maybe 90s. Yeah.
Huh.
Dead Man's Party, Oingo Boingo. I'm Paul LaVoie. Speak Out will continue again. Congressman Paul Gosar will be on with me at the bottom of the hour. Congressional District 9 Congressman, of course. And back with more in a moment. Text me or text us, 928-727-5566. We'll be back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Stay with us.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
All right, Tim, to get into the home show free, right?
Yep.
Who does this song, do you know?
No, I have not.
No clue, right?
I have no clue.
The Cordettes.
Oh.
Yeah, the Cordettes. All right, Mr. Sandman. It's on the Halloween 2 soundtrack. Makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by, of course, City Maytag. We mentioned them at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. By Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Are they part of the home show?
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Okay. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning by Springberg Wealth Management. Brian will be here tomorrow for the second half hour. Also, Blonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And A&B Propane, real people, real service, no hidden fees, no runaround. ABPropaneAZ.com. That's kind of cool, ABPropaneAZ.com. Just a reminder, the Fighting Knights are playing this Friday. 6:40 is the pregame, 7 o'clock the kickoff, taking on the Somerton Toros, and it's senior night. So I guess senior night's going to start pretty early from what I... They have like 21 seniors on this year's squad.
Oh, really?
That's a lot. It's more than they've had in many, many years. So I think 6:15 is when the ceremonies start for that. Jim Chaney and I will be on the air at around 6:40. And happy to bring you that last game of the season, of course, from Lee Barnes Stadium. And then we're waiting to see if they'll have a first-round bye or if we're going to play on November 7th, which is Friday. Pretty sure we're going to play. I say we because I'm on the team, right? Pretty sure we're going to play at home. It feels like you are, though, you know, when you're on the broadcast team. So, anyway, that'll be not a lot of challenge from what Coach tells me, but, hey, having any given Friday, right?
Yep.
You never know. So, all right, back to the Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo. That's Tim Van Vranken, and it's on November 14th and 15th at the Aquatic Center. You need to promote yourself, mister.
Oh, okay.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so you actually have a booth in your own show.
Yep, I sure do. It's we do Lifetime West Bend Cookware.
Okay.
Yep, and we will be there at the show as well.
Why should I switch over to West Bend Cookware?
Well, because, number one, it's you have a lifetime warranty on it.
Okay, and you sell it.
Yep, and plus two. I sell it. That's number two. And number three, it's really good cookware. It's non-toxic. It's made out of titanium surgical steel. And it's also American-made.
Oh, beautiful.
Built in West Bend, Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Yep.
I didn't know there was a West Bend, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Nice. Are you from Wisconsin?
No, I'm not.
You sound like you could be.
No, I'm not. I was born and raised in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, well, close enough.
Yeah.
It's the northern belt, right?
Yep.
Not the Rust Belt. I don't remember what they call that. But North Dakota, Bismarck. I have a really good friend who lives there as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So, again, the Home and Garden Show, it's free to get in?
Yep. No charge, and also free parking.
Right.
As well, no charge. And then there will be food vendors there, too. I should kind of say that as well. So
where are your vendors that have booths, where are they coming from? Just the tri-state area or outside as well?
Oh, no. We have there's a lot coming from Lake Havasu, of course. The majority of them are coming from Lake Havasu. But we have quite a few vendors that are coming from Phoenix and also Las Vegas. And we even have one vendor, Superior Sleep Mattresses. They are actually coming from Missouri, all the way from Missouri.
Missouri.
Yep.
Right next to illness.
Yeah.
Right on. So is that the farthest?
I think that's the farthest one.
I always like to know that, like for class reunions and stuff like that, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Who came here, you know, who had the longest journey, right? So hopefully we have good weather that day.
Yeah, it should be.
For those 2 days.
And it's what's nice is even if we don't, most of it's indoors. So.
Okay.
So.
And then you wanted to get the sponsors out there and possibly as many vendors as you can remember off the top of your head, right?
Yep. Yeah, our sponsors this year are going to be Havasu Solar, Parker Pest Control, Quality Comfort Heating and Air, and then also Lifetime West Bend Cookware.
Of course.
Okay.
Did you say Neat Pool and Supply?
They will be there at the show.
Oh, that
as well.
Was a vendor. Right.
Yep, that's a vendor.
So let's go over the vendors. How many can you remember?
I can remember quite a few. Okay. I know there's a
photographic memory.
Yeah. There's a Neat Pools, Serpro, will be there, and then the Mojave Solar, Riverfront Screen Doors. Okay. They're coming from Kingman.
All right.
Superior Sleep Mattress.
Right.
Parker Pest Control will definitely be there.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we go to our interview with Paul Gosar?
Nope, that's fine.
Gosar. All right. Again, it's Halloween season, folks. We're playing Halloween music pretty much up until the big night on Friday, right? I won't get to go to Fright Night again because I'm going to be calling the Knights game on Friday night. So, anyway, good luck with the Lake Havasu Home and Garden Show, our Garden Expo, Tim Van Vranken. And Come back and see us next year.
I will.
How this year's was.
I'll be here next year, too.
Perfect. Always good to see you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Absolutely. All right. Again, I believe we have Congressman Paul Gosar on the line, and we're going to take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll chat with Congressman Gosar. And, again, if you have a question for him, send us a text, 928-727-5566, 928-727-5566. Make this text radio, not just listen radio, right? All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Welcome back to Speak Out. Well, Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult. I can just see Marissa June now out in the lobby with the cowbell. She needs more cowbell. It's a feeling. Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also Mojave College by SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place, the Lewis Team Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Check out their website, Looky Lou's Havasu. com, and it is my pleasure, my honor, to introduce Congressman Paul Gosar from Congressional District 9. Welcome, Congressman. Welcome back to Speak Out.
Oh, thank you so very much, Paul. Anxious to get back out there.
Yeah, it's always good to have you. Now, you're on a break right now, is that right? And it, does that break end, or that, I don't know if you want to call it a break, you want to call it a recess, does that end right when the federal shutdown ends? How does that work?
Well, yes. We've been told that we have our 48-hour window where we have to be called back at any time.
Okay.
And what we did is we sent a clean CR over. And this is nothing that everybody else hasn't signed before. They've done numbers of times, a clean CR.
Uh-huh.
And it's very one that everybody's voted on until now. So it's not good enough for them. So we have to wait till the Senate gets through with their deliberations and we finally break that filibuster, get 60 votes, and then we can get it to go back. And we're ready to rock and roll. We've got all our work done. We've got all our appropriation bills coming to the floor. And so we're going to get that done as soon as possible.
The only thing I could see that's worse than dealing with Senator Schumer would be to deal with Senator Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But I digress. Anyway,
the thing about it is, you know what? That tells you how petty an individual who's always been in government. He has never had a private sector job, from what I understand. But Schumer needs to go. He needs to go, frankly, because he just put the American people through a non-type issue.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It never happened.
Yeah, for sure. So how does this work with the SNAP benefits and that? Is there any type of relief for those people that receive food assistance through the nutritional assistance program?
Well, there's a flush fund, and it's mainly due for national emergencies like a hurricane, you know, like with North Carolina.
Right.
And you saw how well Biden didn't do that one, you know, so... and we're going right into hurricane season. So I don't know what the president's thinking. I gave the president some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is, as you may know, we talked about this before, I am the only non-U.S. president to kill a national emergency. I killed COVID. Well, that's what I came back to him on. I said, listen, if you look at this, you might be able to call a national emergency on this. And then you have access to all the funds. You can move all the funds around you want. I said, what you need is reform it at the same time. It requires receipts. Joe Biden didn't have one single receipt out of the $4.5 to $7.5 trillion he spent during COVID.
Uh-huh.
$4.5 to $7.5 trillion.
Wow.
Let's get out of that. And we're supposed to have receipts on everything. And so he could call a national emergency and he could say, listen, it costs the American taxpayer less, and we got to have these reforms.
Well,
so it all comes down that way.
You might just have a national emergency if the rumors come true in some of these places like Portland, Seattle, some of the big cities with, you know, supermarkets, obviously, and hungry people. That might not make for a pretty combination. Are we ready for that, as far as the National Guard scale goes?
Well, I don't know, because President Trump has been way ahead of us. So uh-huh. If you look at the King's March, was supposed to be so backed up and so crazy and
right.
ludicrous. He had the National Guard in Washington, D.C. before it was even announced. He's been in Memphis. He's been all over the place with the National Guard because people deserve to have crime-free areas of their cities so they can live in peace and harmony and do their work and raise a family.
So something near and dear to the people on the Colorado River, on both sides of the river, whether it be California, Nevada, or Arizona, is that time change this time of year. Arizona doesn't change time, but the other two states do. It makes it very awkward for meetings, makes it awkward for programming radio stations, that sort of thing. Now, the Senate, as I understand it yesterday on the news, has resurrected the legislation that would abolish the time change. It wouldn't have any more daylight savings time. It would just be like Arizona does all year round. But what's the chances that once it passes the Senate, how fast could we get it through the House?
Well, it just depends. You know, we've got a bunch of stuff stacked up ready for the House. I've got like four or five bills ready for the House, and they're rocking and rolling. But I can't get them out until we get this shutdown over, Paul.
I understand.
Once we get this over, then we can really rock and roll. And we can stay late. We can do late nights. That's the same thing. I'm used to this. John Boehner. We used to have at least two nights we'd go to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning voting. So we can go back to that and getting this done. But, you know, what they always say is Democrats are always the opposition, but the Senate is always your enemy.
Here's
your sign.
But like our owner Steve Greeley was saying to me privately in a conversation, you know, you're a business owner. He's a business owner. Business owners tend to take care of the easy things first. This was an easy, you want to talk about the easy button. Back a couple of years ago, I think Marco Rubio introduced that legislation in the Senate. And he got, overwhelming bipartisan support. It was like a 96-0 vote in the Senate.
Yep.
Shouldn't the easy projects or the easy bills like this come right to the front?
It should be, but, you know, you have a cake and eat it too. You can walk through gum at the same time. So you can have hard bills coming and have a debate about that. Because you take them in sections. You do them in sections. You have a series of votes, like you have the question. You have the rule for the bill. And then you start breaking it up and you have different votes on it. So we can do all this at the same time. But once again, Democrats are the opposition, and the Senate is always your enemy.
Did I pull out of that a lot of congressmen can't walk and chew gum at the same time? Is that what you said?
Well, no. I think there's plenty of us to walk and chew gum. We might trip over our feet, but, you know, we're still chewing gum.
I got you. We do have a question by text, and again, it's 928-727-5566, our KNTR text line. That might be new since you've been here last. You were here with Congressman Biggs the last time you were here in the studio.
Yes,
Congressman
yes.
Gosar, should our federally elected officials get paid while there is a government shutdown? If yes, why would Congress get paychecks while other government employees do not? And if no, why not create a law that specifies that?
Well, that is a great question, because along the route, we've had this discussion over and over again. One of the things that our Constitution is built in, where you can't impede a member of Congress from getting paid, whether it be logistics, whether it be money, whatever. But you can have it held back at your whim, but there's no universal policy.
Okay.
There's another bill that I want to highlight to the solicitor, because it would do away with all these twin shutdown, because that's where we're at right now, is that we're doing a political aspect on a non-political time. We're doing this. Chuck Schumer was doing this at the taxpayer's whim, not his whim. He's using and abusing the system. We've got to stop this. Now, I've had Democrats come back. I mean, send this in Congressman Gosar. You're part of those people that held up the bill for process.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, it was the logistic process that had something to do with the mechanics of it. This has nothing to do with the mechanics of any bill whatsoever. It just is just pure politics. Chuck Schumer doesn't want to be eliminated out of his seat by AOC, so he's got to keep real tight reins on that base. This is very, it's becoming much more liberal, very active, and very, very socialistic.
Okay, we have another question by text. Again, 928-727-5566, the KNTR Talk text line. The time is now to repeal the ACA. That's the Affordable Care Act, of course. Replace with insurance across state lines, no mandatory plans, and catastrophic plans. Can you comment on that?
Oh, absolutely. This person is reading my mind. So when Donald Trump was 45, when he was his first term, his second last bill they signed was called the revocation of McCarran-Ferguson. I said this over and over again. What McCarran-Ferguson, to your listeners, is an exemption, a limited exemption that was given to insurance companies for monopolies and collusion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they were doing back then was they were running a freight train through it.
Okay.
So what we did is we closed that off. Now, and here's the whole process, we should, it means you're forbidden from having to collude that we're, with one program will match up with another program. We want them to show us new ideas to, you know, to healthcare. Well, I'll look at the medical, Medishare. It's less than half of what the Obamacare is. Less than half.
Medishare is, huh? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so what's happening is it's a new idea. They don't do anything different. They just have some people that are very tight on their, on money, make sure that they're spending it well. They get the lowest cash dollar they can get, and they're spending it, sharing the load. There's plenty of ideas. Paul, I sat down with the insurance actuarials who actually do some of these things.
Sure.
And it was in Phoenix in 2014. We had 19 actuarials there, I think.
Uh-huh.
It was scheduled to go for an hour and a half. And that's what my industry, dentistry wanted me to go into insurance. I didn't want to. But they were telling me things I never thought, I never dreamed of. And so if we all got to compete for business, so should they. I want to see them warm up and say, hey, listen, if you want to take more risk, fine. If you don't want to take more risk, fine too. Here's different solutions you go through. Cheaper, competitive market rates. So I agree, and that's why I told the president, let's go right after the insurance industry, because they're part of the problem. In fact, one of my brothers was told in the ACA, his, one of his friends is an insurance agent, a big-time insurance guy. Hey, what do you think is going to happen with the Obamacare, the ACA? He goes, you can't afford it. It's going to go up unbelievably. You're going to get less for your money, and I'm going to get rich. He got rich. Everything else is true, too.
Well, I know my group plan costs after the subsidy, and it's ridiculous when you consider what I pay for vision insurance and dental insurance. Those are nothing compared to what the group plan costs. I would think if you reinstated the individual plans that were able to carry those across state lines, again, interstate, that would help quite a bit, too. But is it that the insurance companies don't want that?
Well, the thing about it is you're filling your pockets. So let's take a step back. Your listener is very astute to this.
Yes.
So during Obamacare, all the insurance monies went right to the insurance, from the federal government, right to the insurance companies. So they had the process, the due diligence, to have to make sure that people were being served and it was processed properly. There's hundreds of billion dollars now in question because we've run across all these people that never had a claim, nothing happened. It could be as much as $600 billion in fraud and neglect. So that's why I told the president, let's bring him in. Let's say, listen, I've signed this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, I signed this bill. The revocation, you can't talk to each other. Maybe you use your own actuarial tables. So let me see what kind of plans you come up with. I said, take this right out of the mouth of babes, because the Democrats are babes on this, because all they're trying to do is they're trying to keep those subsidies in for COVID,
right,
which everybody said had to go away. Everybody said they had to go away when COVID was off. So this is returning to that ACA thing that is affordable care. It's not affordable care. It never was, never intended to be, and we're headed for a one-payer plan. And by the way, we almost hit that with this Medicaid enlargement during Joe Biden's time. So, they started putting people on Medicaid who didn't belong in there. They didn't check anything. And that's why we're in, that's why the Democrats are all in an uproar. They're giving free medical care to illegals, and they didn't want to question everybody who's on Medicaid.
That's what amazes me, is that Democrats said Obamacare was the solution for health care, and when it was passed, they said it was the solution. Why are the Democrats holding the country hostage when Obamacare was their solution? That's the irony of it all.
It's a real irony. It's a real irony. But that's why you got to think strategically. I said to the president, let's go right after the insurance companies, because that takes it right out of the mouths of babes like Chuck Schumer and Ruben Gallego and Mark Kelly. Where are those two clowns?
This
was good enough to pass before. Why can't they do it again?
Again, we're talking to Congressman Paul Gosar, Congressional District 9 here in Arizona. Our congressman for Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City, and Kingman, of course. And I want to get to a national, well, it's more of a New York mayor's race issue. I want to get to that, but I want to talk about Adelita Grijalva. Now,
yes.
You and I, and I would say Buster Johnson, are no stranger to Raul Grijalva, the late Raul Grijalva. And I have a couple of questions there, but I want to mention, you know, her father wasn't exactly easy to deal with by any means, by any Republicans, especially if you were from Mojave County. Now she wants a break. She wants to be sworn in during this recess. You know, I'm sorry, but does she really deserve a break?
She doesn't, and they've been lying about this. They've been pointing to this young lady that was sworn, that wanted to get sworn in because her husband died. He died between the general and swearing in.
Okay.
And Nancy Pelosi refused to do it for her. She wanted to be sworn in. Her name's Letty something.
Uh-huh.
And she told him no. She waited over 30 days before she could get sworn in. So they lie. It's inconvenient for, the laws apply to thee, not to me. And so, and Debbie Lesko had to wait too as well. So
Debbie Lesko did?
Yes, you want me sworn in. Yeah, she had to take some time to get it as well. But Letty, I can't remember her last name, but Louisiana was held up by 30 days.
Go ahead.
Once again, Miss Letty, if you're listening to this program, you have a great option. Tell your two cohorts, Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego, to pony up and just sign on to with the Republicans.
Yeah. You only need four more Democrats.
That's exactly right. We can make this happen. So
right.
So you got your future in your own hands. So that's something I couldn't say that Raul Grijalva gave us a chance with.
You know, something I've never seen this happen. She almost looks foolish doing it, but our Attorney General Chris Mays suing the Speaker of the House over this. Have you ever heard of such loot? This is ludicrous.
It is, because going back to the playbook for the socialistic Democrats, it's if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes a fact.
Right.
And that's what they're playing. This is the Alinsky's Rules for Radicals playbook. This is what Barack Obama got caught in. He was part of this whole process. He was the Alinskyite.
Okay.
And he's probably the guy that when Biden was non-coherent, he was running the show. And you saw some of the emails now implicating him in regards to the oversight and prosecution of Donald Trump. This is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I'd be running away with all four limbs if I was a Democrat from this, because they got caught.
Yeah, and their big spin is that if they don't swear in Grijalva, that they can't take a vote on the Epstein files. She's like the deciding vote to open the Epstein files. I'm sorry, but if there was any there, we would already know, wouldn't we?
I think we would have, here's what they're doing, Paul. So they're trying to obscure, use some obscure scandal, potential scandal, to obscure the pen.
Right.
The automatic pen. Because, see, there's requirements by the Constitution that, like, commutations of criminals and pardons, president has to sign it. It's specific. President has to sign it.
Okay.
We've had these pens for years. Even Thomas Jefferson had one of these pens, automatic pens. But he's supposed to. Now, you and I know he was not coherent enough to do that. So who ran the pen? That's why James Comer, and I sit on oversight with Andy Biggs and Eli Crane,
uh-huh.
They got the goods. They're now questioning. They're going to go to court saying this, these commutations, these pardons, weren't done by the president. Biden.
I'm so glad you brought this up. The auto pen has to be, even Hannity says, this is probably the biggest political scandal ever in the history of the United States.
Oh, absolutely, because one of the things is that he was, the people he commuted and pardoned are some of the worst characters of in our day and age. Clapper. Here's a guy who lied poignantly, caught red-handed, lying to Congress.
Right.
At least twice. You got James Comey. Here's the real clown. You know, finally he's getting he's coming up and he got indicted. And where's all the rest of them? The 52 or wherever they are that signed that famous thing about Russia.
Oh yeah, the letter, the 51 that signed the letter right before the debate. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, so they all bought in, and they knew it was a hoax. They knew it was a hoax.
Sure.
So now the roosters are coming to roost, and they're going to have to pay the penalty.
There are still people on social media that swear that Russiagate was real. I just shake my head, like, where have you people been? Hey, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to know what you think about, there's a couple things here. The first being the mayor's race in New York City. What is your take on all this with the Democratic Socialist Mamdani?
Well, first of all, let's go to the candidates. I think Curtis, the guy that wears the beret.
Curtis Liwa.
Curtis Liwa would be a good mayor. But he's not going to win. There's no chance he's going to win.
He would be a great mayor. You're right.
Yes. Yeah. And then Andrew Cuomo, he's not much different than Mamdani. He at least has some configuration of being a Democrat.
Uh-huh.
Mamdani, I gotta tell you, if New York elects this guy, this might be the crack that they can't take anymore. Because all his ideas, all his things that he stands for, all the things he's trying to push, that's not acceptable in America.
Yeah, where does free bus service, legalized prostitution, what else? That's gonna be a giant party. In Manhattan, where in the world? Where does the financial district go? I mean, you got people that are going there from major countries to visit the UN. Even that's part of Manhattan. I'm sorry, but that's going to be a mess. That's going to be a blank show, if you know what I mean.
Well, see, here's what we learned on the Great Big Beautiful Bill: is that there's one state that has a lot of exemptions to rules and laws. That's New York.
Right.
So now, is the federal government going to follow through? I don't think so. So they're not going to make the money, and businesses aren't going to stay there. I can tell you that right now. They're going to head out as fast as they can.
You know,
and if that happens, New York is sunk.
Sonny Borelli was on yesterday talking about the district, the fire district there. We call it Donkey Acres. It's Horizon 6 here in Lake Havasu City, and how you helped secure funds for that district with regards to their water protection, you know, with fire hydrants and that. And I wanted to really take the time here to thank you for all that you do for your district, District 9. A lot of, you know, the downwinders, too.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, we have the greatest district. It is the most fun I've ever had in my life is representing Mojave County in our district because you guys are doers. I don't hear a lot of crying. I don't hear a lot of complaining. I hear people with great ideas.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Americans should be. We should be saying, listen, here's a question. Here's how we're going to answer it. We're going to roll up our sleeves and get it done. That's all I've seen from our state legislators like Leo and Sonny and Hildy. We've seen it all. And we expect nothing less from me. So what we've been doing is trying to stay ahead of the curve. We've got some really cool ideas in regards to immigration and water. And I got to tell you, mining is another one.
Right.
Mojave is poised to be one of the shining lights in America. You've got two copper mines getting ready to open up by the end of the year. They're using new technology to get everything out of the ore, not just the copper. They're going to get the manganese. If there's any other minerals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium,
right.
They're going to get it.
Rare earth minerals.
And this is going to be the start of something really big in Arizona.
Okay, real quick, I got about 30 seconds. And okay. You were talking about good people with good ideas, and one of them is a Democrat who supports a lot of Republican ideas. His name is John Fetterman. What do you think of Senator Fetterman?
he used to be the laughingstock of the Democratic Party, and now who's laughing? This guy, you know, he's common sense. I can work with people who have common sense. And another one I used to work with is Tulsi Gabbard when she was a Democrat. Worked with her all the time. She was a classic. And you know, John Thurman may be the same thing. We all agree on everything, but why don't we work on the things that we can agree on?
Yeah, he surprised me for sure. It seems like every week we get a surprise, a Fetterman surprise, right? Congressman Paul Gosar, our half hour just isn't enough, but thank you for carving out a little niche of your day for us here at Speak Out and your listeners across Mojave County. We really appreciate you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate all of you. So keep those ideas coming, and you know, we'll set the stage for New America.
Great.
Well, this is Mojave County. We're ready to rock and roll.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. Right there from Washington, D.C. I believe he's in D.C. I forgot to ask him where he's at. You never know with Congressman Gosar. He might be back in Prescott. All right, back with more in a moment, playing some Stranger Things We Were for Marissa June. This is Pink Soldiers. Not sure what this is, but I'll be back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Stay with us. Well, Marissa wants scary stuff like Metallica, but I'm going to go a cappella, so there, all right? And on tomorrow's show, we've got the Havasu Classics. Derek is coming in, Derek Ross, the club president, and Brian Springberg. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free.